Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Higher Dimension Healing Call, free call today that I was inspired to do yesterday. I was on a free call with friends of mine, Paul Marwood and Holly Marwood. Yesterday they had a free call, and then I was like, oh yeah, I should do that. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to just do it. So it was kind of spontaneous, and but it was inspired by them. Thank you, Holly and Paul. So thank you so much. And like I said, this is a free call for everyone, and I will be posting it, I think, on YouTube and my podcast. So you can always watch it there again. And if you're watching for the first time in the replay, hello and welcome. All right, so let's get started. So first of all, thank you so much for taking time on this Sunday afternoon for most of you. For being here with me, and I'm going to make this, you know, not too long. All right, so we'll keep it kind of short. Well, you know, I try and do things short, but it always ends up being a bit longer than I think it's going to be. So we will just have to mute that person. It'll probably be 30 to 45 minutes, okay? So just so you know, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. So I wanted to talk today about, first of all, for some of you, you may not know who I am, right? I mean, you know me because you're on my mailing list, so but you might just know me as the host of the many shows that I've done, right? So you may not know about the healing work that I do. So this might be a first taste for you, so awesome. Thank you. And I wanted to really talk about, you know, the times right now, right? So we're in November, mid-November, past mid-November, and I know that some of us are starting to think about, and we already are thinking about, you know, doing a review practically of our life of this year, of what's going on. And in some cases, old patterns are coming back up, right? They're coming back up in our minds, in our emotions, you know, all sorts of stuff that we thought, I've dealt with that. You know, why is this coming back up again? Sometimes it's just showing you, you know, hey, look how far you've come, right? Look how far you've come from, you know, this old pattern that you had before. And so instead of looking at it like, oh my God, no, not again, think about, you know what? Huh, wow, I've come a long way, right? I've come a long way, and give yourself a pat on the back, right? And be grateful that you have come so far. Right? And so much has changed possibly in your life. And for those of you who, I know I keep looking at my dog to see what he's doing, but I'm sure my husband will take him into the other room so that I'm not distracted. Hint, hint. No, he's not. Hint, hint. Oh, no, don't chew on that. Silly. It's going to be interesting now. He's going to be chewing on everything. Hello, Renetta. All right. So, yeah. So, some of that I want to talk about, you know, some of the stuff that's coming up for everybody. And, you know, also talk about the energies, right? The energies right now are intense. You know, if you were to ask me, I would be saying the energies have been intense all year. But again, they're intense again right now. And so because as we're going through this, you know, reviewing our life, reviewing where we are, reviewing some of our choices that we've made or haven't made, some of our relationships, are they good, bad, or ugly, right? And just what you're doing in the world, how are you showing up in the world? Are you showing up in the world, right? Or are you hiding? So some of us are thinking about that, and you might be as well. And so, you know, when these energies are so intense, right, it kind of brings all that stuff up to the surface, right? And like I said, it just means looking at it again, but from a different point of view, a different perspective, right? See everything, see those past events differently now. And I know for myself, I have seen some past events totally differently now than 25 years ago, right? And it's like, oh, wow. You know, how was I viewing my life and the world then and what was showing up, and how am I viewing it now? It's completely different. And it's like, if I would have known then what I know now, oh my goodness, right? But, you know, it is how it is. And so a lot of times, you know, when we're looking at the old stuff that's coming up, you know, take the wisdom from it. What are you learning from it? What have you learned from it for yourself? Or are you still holding it at bay? Are you still resisting it? So if you're resisting it, you can't learn from it. You can't get the wisdom from that experience, okay? So it's about embracing it, seeing how far you've come, saying yay, acknowledging that, and then it's like then choosing, okay, so now what, right? So really, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, where you are maybe stuck right now, you know, and we'll do some energy healing around getting you clear of that stuckness. And then also, you know, getting you to move forward on what you would like to manifest in your life, what you would like to create, you know, what actions, and also, you know, it's about taking actions, right? If you can't just wish for something to happen and expect it to. That might work in the movies and TV shows, but but in the real world, it doesn't really work that way, right? It's by choice, right? Each choice that you make, each step that you take, new things open up, right? And so one of the things that's come to me recently that I've noticed for myself was that I always said, hello, Renetta. Hello, Marcia. Hello, Anna. I've always said anything is possible, right? Anything is possible. Whatever you desire, whatever you would like to experience, you know, whatever that is, it's possible. So I never said, no, you can't do that. I've always said, you know what? Sure. You know, and what else is possible? And anything is possible. And I didn't realize when I used to say this, I mean, I said for years, I always said anything is possible. And anything is possible in the quantum field, right? In the field of infinite possibilities. Because, you know, in every moment, you know, we think we're just living right now in this moment in linear time, but we're really living in many different dimensions, many different times all at once, right? So when I'm looking at my past, you know, who's looking back at the past? Is it me now or my future self later? It's so confusing, that part of it, right? But if you understand or try to grasp the fact that, you know what, anything is possible. And if I desire something to happen in the future, well, is it really in the future or is it in the now? So if you can believe and know and feel that whatever that is happening, has come to fruition, because as soon as you have a desire, it has come to fruition in the field, right? And that field of infinite possibilities, it's happened, it's happening, right? And so when we can get ourselves into that energetic space, right, of being in the field, then we can see that, hey, you know what, it's all right now. So there's no such thing as really, I've learned this in my shamanic work as well, about, you know, time is not linear, it's circular, and at the same time, it's all now. Right? So what is it that you would like to create? What is it that you would like to experience? What is it that you would like to have in your life that has not been showing up? Right? So we're going to ask those tough questions, and we're going to ask the even tougher questions of, all right, so there's some stuckness, right? There's something not moving in my life, right? And it's not a matter of what is it, but it's like, all right, well, are you willing to let it go? Right? Are you willing to let that energy go, that stuck energy? Not necessarily the desire for whatever it is that you'd like to experience and have, but that stuck energy, that resistance, those, you know, sometimes it's those lower vibrational energies of fear and lack and scarcity, right? And are you willing to change this pattern? Because sometimes these patterns are recurring, right? And I'm sure you can see that in your own life where it's like, oh, this has happened before. Oh, why did this always happen, right? Are some of those thoughts we might be thinking and saying all the time, right? So are you willing to change that pattern? Okay. And then we're going to look at, you know, what is it that you'd like to have and be and create and desire now? Right, what goal? And now then it's time to like set an intention, right? And set some new, maybe even some new goals, right? And then create an action plan. So we're not going to create the whole action plan today, but, you know, are you willing to take new actions? Because, you know, if you're just going to do the same thing you've always done, you're going to get the same result you've always gotten, okay? So it's about doing something different. And so, and right now, because of we are in these intense energies, you know, being cognizant of that, that these energies are coming up. We're also in Mercury retrogrades. So a lot of times that is can be negative, but at the same time, it gets you to really look at what's going on. Look at your communication, right? And look at your, and look at what you are doing and what you're not doing, okay? So anybody, is everybody okay so far? So we're gonna actually jump right into the healing, okay? So I just want you to, you know, before we even start the healing, just think about one area of your life that you're stuck, one area of your life that you would like to change the pattern, right? That there's a pattern that's recurring and you'd like to change that. Just have it in the back of your mind, okay? And also at the same time, you know, think about what is it you would like to experience, right? What is it that you would like to have in your life? And again, this is about energy, right? So what energy would you like to have? What energy would you like to experience? What energy would you like to be? Take a deep breath, everyone. And I'm going to invite you all right now, even if any walls or barriers are coming up, just push them down, okay? Push them all down so that you can receive more. So you can receive more from the energies of today, and just receive more from the universe. Okay, the universe is always constantly contributing to you. Your guides, your support team are constantly contributing to you and supporting you. But are you receiving? If you have walls and barriers up, you're not receiving as much as you possibly could. Okay? So far so good, everyone? Everyone doing all right? I would like to ask just in case there's something going on for someone. And so, you know, during this call, you may experience some releasing, right? Some physical symptoms. That's okay. Just breathe into it. Just breathe into it. Don't hold on to it. Don't resist and say, no, I'm not going to feel like this. No, breathe into it and just let it go. So Rhonda says, doing great. Thanks. Awesome. All right. So let's get started. And so we're just going to, you know, do a healing process. And basically this is what I do, well, kind of, it always changes. It's never quite exactly the same. But this is one of the processes that we do in my Higher Dimension Healing Intensive, my 21-day Higher Dimension Healing Intensive, which begins tomorrow. It's 21 days of 30 to 45 minute healing calls like this. And it's right now because of Thanksgiving coming up in the U.S. and most of my community is American. I'm Canadian, so I already have my Thanksgiving in October. But I'm also an honorary American. I have family there and I used to live in the U.S. for 2 years. So I consider that my second home. So I decided to offer everyone the chance to try out the 21 days for $21. So that's $1 a day. Okay. So if you like what we do here today, take a look at it. Okay. I mean, yeah. You know, normally if you go on my website, it's $75 for the 21 days, which I know is still really low for what we are offering. But so this will probably be the last time that I'm going to offer it generally to people for $21 because it's Thanksgiving only comes once a year. Okay, let's get started. So I just want everyone to, you can close your eyes or not, totally up to you. But sometimes it just makes it a bit easier, okay? So breathe. We're going to start off with some breathing. So breathe in through your nose to count to four. Breathe out through your mouth to count to four. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. One more time, breathe in. And breathe out. Awesome. So let's do a quick rainbow waterfall cleanse. So imagine you're standing in a beautiful sacred space, sacred garden. And in this garden, there's a pool of water. There's a waterfall. There's bushes and trees nearby. The woods, there's a clearing where there's a big, huge fire pit where there's always a fire blazing. As well, there are benches to sit on. There's flowers always in bloom. And it's so peaceful here. So this is sacred space that we always like to do the rainbow waterfall cleanse in. And this is also the place where sometimes we do journeys where we meet with our higher self, or we do other processes with fire. Okay, so just take a deep breath. And now just, you know, imagine that you're standing under that crystal clear waterfall. And the water could be warm or cool, whatever temperature you like. And just imagine that this waterfall is filled with rainbows. Rainbows of light, rainbows of love, healing rainbows. And the whole waterfall is like a rainbow. And as the water touches the top of your head and goes down the front and back and left and right side of your body, just let go of any thoughts, feelings, and emotions from the day. All the stresses and worries and anxieties, all the mental toxins, all the emotional toxins. So take a deep breath and let them all go into the water to be transmuted and healed. Awesome. And just let those rainbow-filled water droplets do their magic to cleanse, clear, and heal your mind, body, and soul. Your energy fields, your aura. Again, just take a deep breath. Awesome. We're just going to now connect to Mother Earth. So just imagine you're standing here under this rainbow waterfall. And there are roots growing out of the bottom of your feet, going deep into the ground. Going down at least 5 miles down and spreading out 5 miles in all directions. Just take a deep breath. And as these roots connect into crystalline core of Gaia, as you tap into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, just take a moment and breathe in and allow yourself to be embraced. Allow yourself to be held. Allow yourself to receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Earth of unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, support, strength, and vitality, healing and wisdom, nurturing and nourishment, resources, abundance and prosperity. And just allow all of these energies, frequencies, vibrations to go up through those roots all the way up into your feet. And as these roots go up and up and up, as the energy goes up through those roots, just breathe in. And this energy is now going into your feet and filling up your feet, your ankles, your shins, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips. Continue to breathe all the way up your back and spine, into your stomach area, torso, chest, across your shoulders, down your arms, into your hands and fingers, up into your throat and neck, into your head, your entire headspace, the front of your face, the back of your head, the top of your head, and out your crown chakra into your energy field and aura, and take a deep breath. Good. Now let's connect into Father Sun. So again, just imagine you're standing with your hands reaching for the sky and your hands like branches of a tree reaching higher and higher, all the way up. So through the cosmos, through the heavens, and into Father, Son. So as you connect in, as you tap in, be open and willing to receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, peace, bliss, and oneness, joy and happiness, support and connection, knowing and wisdom, healing and well-being. Acceptance, allowance, compassion and receiving, faith and trust, of comfort, of clarity and focus, of inspired action, and deep, deep love, as well as abundance and prosperity. Just take a deep breath and allow all of these energies, frequencies, and vibrations to come down through those branches all the way down into your fingers, your hands, down your arms, and into your body and being, filling you up from the tips of your toes and beyond, all the way to the top of your head, out your crown chakra, into your energy fields and aura. Take a deep breath. Come back to your heart space. And just from your heart space, expand out. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in. Expand out to be as big as the city that you're in. The state or province. The country. The continent. As big as this planet and beyond. Good. Now breathe. And I just want you to bring to mind a joyful, happy, loving memory. It could be real, something you've experienced in the past, or it could be just something that you imagined. Just take a moment. Awesome. Breathe into that memory, that thought, that image. Mm-hmm. And now give thanks for a moment. Just give thanks that you were able to experience that, number one. And give thanks for all of the goodness in your life. There's so much to be grateful for. Every day, always. So just give thanks for a moment and fill up your heart with that gratitude. Awesome. Now, from this expansive state, from this state of gratitude, from this happy, joyful place, I just want you to bring to mind an area that you're stuck in, something that's just not working the way you would like it to work. Bring it to your awareness and feel it. Where do you feel it in your body? So we are going to just break up, dissolve, deconstruct that energy, that stuck energy, with a blue lightning pulse. And this is something that was I experienced long ago. And it was a gift. It was a blessing from the divine, from spirit. We're just bringing that in now. Just a pulse that energy wherever it is in your body, wherever it is in your energy field, in your aura, in your thoughts. Just continue to breathe for a moment. Whatever feelings are coming up, just allow them to come up. Don't hold them back. Don't resist. Good. So as we are pulsing this blue lightning into your field, into your body and being, into your thoughts, into your energy fields and aura, it's working to deconstruct, dissolve that stuck energy, that stagnant energy, break it apart, break it up. And at the same time, this blue lightning is pooling into your spine, all the way at the back of your spine. And it's this energy is now going up and down, up and down, up and down your spine, all the way from the root chakra all the way to the crown. And as it's going up and down, it's clearing out where that stuck energy might be affecting all areas of your life, as well as your energy fields, your aura, your chakras. And this ball of blue light, as it's continuing to cleanse and clear and heal your energy fields, your aura, your body and being, your chakras, your just take a few breaths, continue to be present as much as you can be. You might feel a lot of heat, you might feel coolness, you might feel tingling, you might feel nothing. You might have tears come up, you might have anger and frustration come up. You might even experience grace as this energy is being cleared, dissolved, healed. Just breathe. Good. It's continuing to move up and down, clearing out any fear, any lack, any scarcity. Clearing out the energy of dissatisfaction and loss. Continue to breathe. Continue to allow, continue to receive. Good. Come back to your heart space. Breathe into your heart. Expand your heart space out again if you need to. And if any barriers have come up, just lower them down. Push them down if you have to. And now I'd like you to bring to your mind a new vision of what you would like to manifest now. Now that energy is no longer stuck. We can use that energy creatively to create your life, to manifest what you would like, to have what you would like to experience. So just bring to your mind, bring to your awareness a new vision of what you would like to manifest. It's an energy, remember? You might see it as pictures, you might see it as thoughts, as words, but it's also an energy, so tap into the energy. Breathe into it and feel it with all of your senses. Feel it, smell it, taste it, see it, touch it. What are you experiencing? Experience it now. Feel it now. See it happening in your vision and feel it happening in your body. If you get stuck in your head, come back to your heart space. Breathe. And believe. Believe that it's happening. Because in the quantum field, it is. Be grateful for it, that it's already happening. And being grateful for it sometimes just means thank you, saying thank you. Put your hand on your chest, middle of your chest, and just say thank you to that experience that's happening. To yourself for having that desire. For spirit and your support team co-creating with you. Believe. And give thanks. And breathe into your heart space. And we're just going to seal this session, this call, seal in these energies. So just come to your heart space and just imagine or see, visualize, perceive, or just know that above your aura, there's a golden diamond infinity symbol that starts to spin. And as it spins, it spirals all the way from the top to bottom, back to front, left to right. And as it does, hundreds of other infinity symbols and golden liquid light spin out of it, go into your energy fields and aura, into your body and being, into your cells, into your DNA, into your molecules and particles. Breathe. Allow and receive. And now that golden diamond infinity symbol comes and rests in your heart chakra, in the middle of your chest, in your heart space. And above your crown now, there's a brilliant blue diamond that starts to spin. It's spinning above your crown, and as it spins, it goes down through your crown, down through your third eye, down through your throat, down through your heart chakra for a second, down through your solar plexus, down through your sacral, down through your root chakra. And it comes back up to your heart space. So there is a imprint of this blue diamond in each of your chakras that are spinning. And the main one is in your heart chakra. And as it spins, it radiates out this brilliant blue light from spirit, from source, into your body and being, into your cells, into your DNA, into your molecules and particles, into your energy fields and aura. So all of those blue diamonds are spinning and radiating at this blue light to empower you, inspire you, to amplify and magnify the energies that we've brought in today, to magnify and amplify the healing that we've done today. Let's just breathe. And from your heart space now, I invite you to send unconditional love, blessings, and gratitude to your family, friends, loved ones, colleagues, and coworkers, to everybody on this call, listening or watching now, listening, watching later, to yourself, to me, to your support team. To Mother Earth. This beautiful planet, to all of humanity, and to anybody else and anything else that requires it, please send to all the pets and animals as well. Yes. To the, yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yes, and to anyone else and anything else that requires it, please send unconditional love, blessings, and gratitude now. And receive as well. Good. Awesome. Take a deep breath. Let's connect back into Mother Earth for a moment. So bring all of these energies, your focus and attention, all the way back down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Breathe deeply. Come back up to your heart space, to your heart chakra. Be in your body. Be in your room. Be present. Start to wiggle your toes and fingers. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. Awesome. How's everyone doing? Oh, good. Anna said that was so awesome. Thank you so much. Rhonda says, wow, the energy was so strong. I was disconnected. Disconnected physically or just disconnected? I hope you didn't. Well, you can, if you were disconnected physically, you can always watch again or listen again. Yeah, that does happen sometimes. So now, and Chris says, thank you, feel lots of energy and got spirit goosebumps during, so very powerful. Awesome. So now the question is, right, for yourself, as you move forward, you know, think about what are the new actions you're going to take to create the life that you desire, right? To manifest the life that you'd like to have, right? So, you know, most of you are probably from my email list. So you know about the 21 days. So if you'd like to join me in the 21-day program, it starts tomorrow. it is, you know, I do the calls live every day, but there's always video and audio recordings that I send you right away and on the download page. So if you'd like to, please do take a look at that. And, you know, like I said, it's $1 a day to experience these healing energies. And we do different processes, not always the same one, different processes. But it's about, you know, right now it's about manifesting your destiny, creating the life that you desire, getting unstuck, right? And moving forward with your life, with what you'd like to have and experience. Renata says, wow, goosebumps. See you tomorrow. I can't wait to start. Yeah, we took a break for a week because, you know, so we just finished a week ago and then we were off for this week, which was good because I was, you know, in puppy mode for this week. So it was great. Yeah, it is actually quite a generous offer and I'm happy to do it. And I'm grateful that I'm able to do it, you know? And so that's the thing. It's like, for some of you, if this is new, or some of you, you know, have experienced the higher dimension healing intensive before, it's completely different now. It's changed. So if you'd like to come back and try it out again, please do so. Does anybody have any questions about today's call, about what we experienced? You know, or any other comments about today's call? So this, you know, the recording for this is going to, I'm going to put it on my podcast and on YouTube. So Anna is asking, can you please post a link for the program? I could, but the link for the program, just for information wise, I can give you, but you know, you don't want to actually buy it from this link because it's $75 US. So in the email for this Zoom call, there was information about the 21 days. So if you're going to purchase, buy it from that link, okay? So this is just information about the program a little bit. Yeah. All right. And I love the divine inspired action part with all the support behind it and going forward. Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, we do have support, right? But it is up to us to take that action, right? And that's the thing, it's like, and that's the thing with taking action, it's like each time we take a step of some sort, new possibilities open up for us. We don't know what they're going to be, right? So Lynn says, thank you for including me today. And what time of day is the 21 days? It differs. Mostly it's going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern, sometimes 4 p.m. Eastern, and sometimes 12. So on the days when I have live shows, it's going to be at 12 p.m. Eastern. On the days that I don't, it's going to be at 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. Make sense? But, you know, if you can't join live, that's okay, because you'll have access to all of the recordings, video and audio, that you can download and have. So then you can watch and listen to it over and over again, okay? You're very welcome, Linda. Thank you. So that's what's happening right now. And I know this was fun. This was interesting. And this was like, you know, I'm always given new processes, you know, at least a couple new ones each time I do the series. So I never know exactly what it's going to be until I get it. Then it's like, oh, okay, cool. So it's always fun for me to share and to work with energy and to be of service. You know, my mission is to inspire and empower you to transform your consciousness, right? And to transform the consciousness of this planet and the world. And what else can we do, be different, to create something different, right? And so if we And that's the thing. It's like, what is it that you'd like to create? Anything is possible. So, you know, really it's about allowing yourself to dream, allow yourself to be inspired and say, you know, if I had no limitations, no restrictions, what would I do? What would I be? Right? And then from that energy, say, okay, now what inspired actions can I take? Universe, please support me. Please, universe, please help me. Universe, show me the way. Right? So we also work with the universe, spirit, creator, to assist us. And so earlier this year, I was struggling. And then I had a conversation with spirit, with creator, and I said, you know, and I made a demand and I received support, huge support. So I'm now working with my galactic oversoul, Aranya, and her energy. I don't know if it's a her or a he, but it feels her, like a her. Her energy is very powerful, very strong. And, you know, I love it. And it's because I asked for support. I asked for help. I asked for more. And when you ask for more, you do get it. Right. So we also work with Aranya as well. So SJ says it was perfect. A new reset, realignment, reminder. Wow. The retrograde energy. Thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much. And so most of the calls, like I said, in the 21 days are between 30 and 45 minutes. So today we've talked a bit more because I was explaining the program. Yeah, I got more and the puppy. And then it's like, it's wonderful. You know, it's like the universe does work in mysterious ways. And I had wanted a puppy for over 2 years. And how we got him, it was like so amazing. So like I'm really happy. And he's such a joy. And not just for myself, but for my husband and for his kids. And, you know, it's like, wow. So he's such a good boy. I'm happy. All right, everyone. So thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you on in the 21-day program. Or if not, I'll see you somewhere else. I'm sure. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This was so much fun and so, you know, I think necessary and needed, right? So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings today and always. Bye for now. Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.